Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cody Horton, again broadcasting from Colorado. And today is episode 6, Be a Dog with a Bone. Using your imagination in an unwavering way like a dog with a bone is paramount in bringing forth an enlightened existence for you. Albert Einstein believed that imagination is the essential tool that we have to create an incredible reality. I, myself, believe in intuition and imagination. I learned hypnosis back in 1978, and all of this really integrates imagination. And then when we do this, it's just incredible. It goes ahead and activates your intuition as well. So imagination is more important than knowledge. This is what Einstein said, for knowledge is limited, whereas imagination embraces the entire world, stimulating progress, giving birth to evolution. So just imagine your life without the tool of imagination. It is impossible to do. The ability to use your imagination is integral in playing the game of life. What Albert Einstein and intellect thought about imagination says volumes on how absolutely essential your imagination is regarding how you create your reality. Everything you've experienced up until now has first and foremost come in the form of imagination, whatever you imagine for yourself. Therefore, the best thing you can do to forecast a future experience is to imagine what you desire ahead of time in a very conscious moment. In other words, be present and then really, really investigate your inner conversation. Are you failure forecasting, or are you forecasting the future in a real positive way? And if it's positive, keep that vision and focus so that what you desire will come to you in manifest form. Use this powerful tool, which is your imagination, right now by imagining the you that you choose to be. You need to love yourself enough to drop yesterday's news. And I really encourage you to visit my website, which is codyhorton.com. Click on blog, and I have a blog called Yesterday's News. And it's interesting, it's fun. And I'm going to go forward today because I want to talk more about the zero-point field, and that's the unified field that Einstein talks about. Studies have proven that the heart has intelligence, and this comes from HeartMath, which they're an awesome, awesome organization, and I suggest you look them up on the Internet as well. So they're saying that the brain is separate from our head. The heart and brain maintain a continuous two-way dialogue, each influencing the other's functioning. The signals the heart sends to the brain can influence perception, emotional processing, and higher cognitive functions. This system and circuitry is viewed by neurocardiology researchers as a heart brain. It has been scientifically proven that your subconscious mind, your heart brain, registers information 18 milliseconds before it reaches the brain. So it filters out whatever is going on, and the subconscious mind is determining whether or not this is something you need to use or not, and then it reaches the conscious brain. You see, whenever we become emotional, logic flies out the window. So why is this so important? This shows that emotions influence our decisions before we intellectually, rationally, or analytically make a decision. And this is how we intuitively know whether something is right for us or not. You have to know how you feel about something. And a lot of times we might make decisions intellectually, and then all of a sudden we have to backpedal because our emotions told us this wasn't right for us, really giving us the key answer, and yet we proceeded on intellectually and made a decision. When we are balanced in our emotions, then we make better decisions, and this is really true. And we don't miss important clues on which decision to make when we use our heart brain or intuition. The heart produces by far the body's most powerful rhythmic electromagnetic field, which can be detected several feet away by sensitive instruments. And this is really true. HeartMath has proven this. Do you know that your heart emits electromagnetic fields that change according to your emotions? And people can feel that 3 feet away, or maybe even further. Research shows how our heart's field changes distinctly as we experience different emotions. It is registered in people's brains around us and apparently is capable of affecting cells, water, and DNA studied in vitro. Growing evidence also suggests energetic interactions involving the heart may underlie intuition and important aspects of human consciousness. So here's the key. The key is to focus on how we feel emotionally by exploring our emotions and how they affect our physiology. Our decisions help and how positive or negative emotions affect us, how we live. And you can overcome overwhelming emotions so that you can exceed just your basic needs and tap into abundance, your internal pharmacy, and understanding of the important role your heart's intuition is in balancing and managing your emotional energy. Science agrees that your subconscious is, in fact, running your life. You have to go deeper and change the story you keep telling yourself. So you have to let the past go. And I have another blog on, and again, it's CodyHorton.com. It's Do You Believe in Obstacles or Magic? Read it. And our subconscious mind loves stories, and so it helps change your emotions, and then, again, that will change your physiology. I love Bruce Lipton. He's awesome because he talks about the fact that DNA is not static. It's dynamic. You can even change your DNA. And a lot of us that have grown up until we've been experiencing these different people with these scientific theories, or even they've done so much research that now they're understanding a lot of this, that we can change the DNA. So everything's not just static in this world. So I love Greg Braden. He wrote the book, The Divine Matrix, Bridging Time, Space, Miracles, and Belief. He was a petroleum geologist, and get this, he worked in Denver, Colorado. He has come through being so spiritual, and talks about the seven Essene mirrors. And the Essenes, they gained fame in modern times as a result of the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Although it really is no proof that the Essenes wrote them, these documents include preserved multiple copies of parts of the Hebrew Bible. And this is quite interesting. And there's a lot of controversy surrounding the Essenes because they turned their backs on the traditional Jewish beliefs. They set up communities with a strict observance of the Sabbath and devoted themselves to charity and forbade the expression of anger. They preserved secrets and were very mindful of the names of the angels kept in their sacred writings. The Essenes had a very sophisticated understanding of interpersonal human relationships and how the role of emotion played out in those relationships. It is therefore the role of emotion that must be carefully sifted through so that miracles can occur. They're talking about this in ancient times, and pick up Greg Braden's book, Divine Matrix, because he talks more about this. But so why is this so important? Well, it's not so much how they lived physically. Rather, it was what they believed and held sacred that is important, such as not allowing negative thinking, affirming positive thoughts, and being attuned into the cosmos. From the perspective of the ancient Essenes, every human on the earth is an initiate in the mystery school that we call life. Whether you are conscious of this or not, every human will experience in the presence of others, mirrors of themselves. And this is extremely important. Everyone that we come across is a mirror for us. And if it's great, then it's mirroring our positive energy. If the person that we come across is difficult, it's mirroring what is going on in our mind at that very moment. if you have the wisdom to recognize a mirror, you can accelerate the evolution of emotion and understanding. This ancient knowledge is the deep truth. Everything in life is a reflection. You can only see a reflection of yourself in a mirror, which is just amazing. I can't see my face. You can't see it either. You only see the reflection. And if we consider Newton physics, to every action, there is always an equal and opposite reaction. And consider that law. We find that we have no choice but to look in the mirror. So Greg talks about all these different mirrors, and there's about 7 different mirrors. Actually, I think there's more mirrors, but I think he focuses on 7 mirrors. And mirror number 1 shows how we appear in the moment, or what we reflect to others in the moment, what we are radiating in the present moment. This is the frequency or vibration we are sending out in the moment, which could be anger, fear, resentment, blame, or happiness, joy, and so on. Mirror number 2, this is the mirror of distinctive characteristics or attributes. It is a more subtle mirror that shows us that what we are judging in the moment. This mirror brings us to people and events that we have judgment against. For example, if you were judgmental about someone who drinks, uses drugs, is wasteful, greedy, or unappreciative, then this type of person will continue to be brought before you in such a way to show you that you have an unwillingness to let go of that judgment. Mirror number 3. The mirror reflects something we have lost, given away, or had taken away. When we notice something we love and desire in another, it is something we think we have lost, given away, or had taken away from us. Every relationship is really only a relationship with ourselves, and we subconsciously try to reclaim what we lost, gave away, or had taken away often as a child. It could be happiness, innocence, honesty, courage, love, or integrity. This is a difficult concept to accept, but can someone really steal this away from you? Well, you really have to give it away. So forgiveness, and that doesn't mean that you go ahead and accept. Well, you do accept it, but forgiveness isn't letting people off the hook. It just means it stops the attraction of those people. So mirror number 4, this mirror reflects back to us our most forgotten love, and this could be a lost or unfinished relationship. Many times this mirror drives us to addiction or compulsion, such as being a control freak, being addicted or compulsive about food, alcohol, sex, drugs, or rock and roll. Anything to take our mind off our negative feelings surrounding this mirror. So here's a good phrase, let go and let God, and God being generator, organizer, and deliverer. So mirror number 5 reflects our father-mother contention. Psychological research confirms that we marry our mother or father, and this is true. As a therapist, I understand this. I mean, I've even done that myself. So check this out, and also you might want to get Greg's book. Or if you have any questions, you can also email me, Cody@CodyHorton.com. We do so because we hope to heal the wound that we feel that was inflicted upon us of getting our needs met. So we marry people. People go, God, I don't know why I did that. We marry people subconsciously. We're attracted to people subconsciously because we feel that if we can change that, where that woundedness is, it will heal our woundedness. We find ourselves acting out the same healthy or unhealthy patterns we learned as a child. This is where the heart brain shows us that it isn't DNA that causes our health issues. Rather, it is the imprinting by our role models that cause our positive or negative experiences. It is scientifically proven that the heart brain can alter DNA expression. This is really, really exceptional. The divine mother-father relationship is mirrored to us by the people we attract into our lives. So something that's really great is to go ahead and identify these emotions and identify the types of experiences that are in life so that you can get back to being healthy and whole and to bring forth the light. Mirror number 6, this mirror is referred to as the dark night of the soul. And this is where we meet our greatest challenges and our greatest fears. This can also be referred to as hitting rock bottom. We all have unique experiences that will test our resolve for life itself. Sadly, many take their own life rather than face this challenge. And my sister did this. And a lot of people do take their lives because they're so in fear. And in fact, they're afraid of disease. They're afraid of losing their life. And yet they're the ones that take their life. And it could be the death of a loved one or a loss of a career. Anything that we are most attached to as our identity will be stripped from us in this mirror to show us the falseness and the erroneousness of this concept. If you think you are a victim, you will continue to manifest people victimizing you until you strip yourself of this sense. You have to let go of your story so that you can create a new paradigm shift. This paradigm shift is paramount and necessary to make your life worth living. For many years, people mourn others who have passed on, blame others, wishing them harm, often wondering, why is this happening to me? Again, this is the most intense mirror showing us that we must make the necessary change in our emotional makeup. In mirror number 7, this mirror reflects back to us our self-perception. It is who we feel we are. We vibrate how we emotionally think we are, and this is where others perceive and treat us according to how we perceive and treat ourselves. If we have low self-esteem and do not acknowledge our wisdom, beauty, others will not acknowledge it either. If we are angry, bitter, and unloving to others, they in turn will reflect this back to us. If we think we only deserve a crumb or should take a back seat to someone, this is what others will reflect back to us. Does this sound like the law of attraction? You bet it does. Can you see the connection to many of the biblical and spiritual teachings? The whole basis of spiritual teaching is for you to change the perception of yourself, no one else. And that's what the Bible is, really an instruction manual. It's not supposed to have control over you. It's to be able for you to see the perception of who you are. And when you change that perception of the world, your life becomes a dream come true. In fact, it is not the world that needs to change, but the perception of yourself. Everything you experience, it's an inside job. And yes, it takes courage, but this is simply what you must do. This is why know thyself is more than just a mere statement, because having the correct perception is the truth. So know your true self. Check in with your intuition so that you can become enlightened and you can tap into the zero point field. So Greg Braden's got a lot of these mirrors really defined, and he has lots of description in the Divine Matrix. And, you know, I'm not trying to promote other people's work, but I just think when I have read a book or I like what I've read, that it's a great thing to pick up. Well, I'm ready to sign off, but you want to understand how your heart coherence and the zero point field are connected. And so I want you to know that intention is one of the most important things that you can do. Set your intention, imagine what you want, because this is understanding the message of our ancient alchemists. And so you can create the life that you want. All right. Well, if you have any questions, please feel free to email me, Cody@CodyHorton.com. And in the meantime, check out what you're feeling, change it, and have a wonderful day. I love you all. Carpe diem.